Ravensburg writer Carlos Rubio isn't your typical novelist. What sets him apart from others is he writes in both English and his native Spanish. Cecilia Mason filed this report.
Writer and teacher Carlos Rubio is originally from Western Cuba. Rubio left Cuba and his parents in 1961, 2 years after Fidel Castro's communist government began ruling the country.
My parents did not think that was the best environment in which to grow, and I agreed. So through a program called Pedro Pan or Peter Pan, sponsored by the Catholic Church and the U.S. government, a number of about 14,000 Cuban children left Cuba unaccompanied between 1959 and 61, and I was one of those 14,000.
After spending some time in Miami getting used to the United States, Rubio lived in a house run by the Catholic Church in Delaware, where he graduated from high school. He then attended Concord College in Athens. The newspaper at Concord was the first to publish one of Rubio's stories. He has been a writer ever since. In 1968, Rubio moved to Martinsburg, where he taught high school Spanish for 31 years. Currently, he's teaching languages and literature at a private college in nearby Maryland. He's also continuing to write novels and short stories for both English and Spanish-speaking readers. Rubio says his work in Spanish is very different from what he writes in English.
I'm always very, very concerned with language. That's one of my preoccupations. So my sentence structures sometimes can be very elaborate. The stories sometimes may even take second place to the language, exploration of language. But what I do in Spanish is probably lighter in meaning, but more complex from a linguistic point of view, while what I do in English is more maybe philosophical or introspective, yet not as complex from the language point of view.
Rubio has won international literary prizes for some of his work in Spanish. Rubio's latest novel is part of a trilogy that he's writing in English. The Neophyte is the story of a young boy who was found by nuns floating in a trunk after a flood. Actually, Rubio wrote the second novel in the trilogy several years ago. It's about the boy's senior year in high school. Rubio's now working on the third book and hopes to finish it sometime next year. These are books that Rubio hopes high school readers will enjoy and learn from.
In the book, I've included all the literary devices that they're forced to learn in English classes, and I also included all the SAT vocabulary that they're forced to learn. So by reading the books, two things will be accomplished. One, obviously they'll have a good time. And two, they will become familiar with the vocabulary and those literary devices that we talked about.
Aside from writing, one of Rubio's great passions is jazz music. He says if he could not write, he'd play jazz.
Jazz is here for the long run. It's a tradition, and people build on what has gone on before, and you can see the evolution of jazz. And these are people not unlike writers who labor oftentimes in anonymity, not for money or fame, but just for the love of their craft. So they have to be admired for that.
Rubio has written a book about a jazz musician called Orpheus Blues. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.